something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 17. Have you found it? And when I saw him, John's writing, when I saw him, he's talking about when he saw Jesus. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. John says, I fell down as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me. Remember, this was Jesus after his resurrection and ascension into glory. All right? Now he appears to John. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not. Oh, Karoba Shandarabahai. Fear not. I am the first and the last. Hey! How could Jesus say this? He says, I am the first and the last. He didn't say this before. How come he's saying it now? I am he that liveth. I want to tell you why he said it. That's in the next verse. That's it. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have, and have, look at it, and have the keys of hell and of death. My. No, you know, this kind of a thing, if I were alone, I would scatter everything like this. Fire. Ah! It's the kind of thing that makes me run in my room. Hey! Look, I want you to listen to what he said. I want you to listen to what he said. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Then he says, and have the keys of hell and of death. He tells me something. In the 17th verse, he says, fear not. I am the first and the last. He says, don't be afraid. He is the only one that has the right to tell you, don't be afraid. You know why? He says, I am the first and the last. Meaning you are in between. Hallelujah. You know what? It means your journey in life is no longer a mystery. Hallelujah. Your journey in life is not a mystery anymore. He is the first and the last. Fear not. Then he said, I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Then he says, I have the keys of hell and death. Now, I want you to understand this. I want you to look at the graduation of Jesus in his ministry. From one level of glory to another. I remember some several months ago, sometime maybe last year or the previous year, I was sharing with you how that the anointing is in stages, in grades. You know, the glory of God in your life is manifested in grades. You move from one level to another. It was so in the ministry of Jesus, so in the ministry of the apostles. It is so today. It is evidently expressed in Scripture. Now, you remember, Jesus said, the Father will show him greater things than these. He said, he shall show him greater works than these that he may marvel. The Father would show him greater works. Meaning that the Father was going to take him to higher levels of the anointing. And it was evidently so. You see, he moved from turning water into wine to what? Stilling the wind and the waves. They said, the sea, the wind, obey him. He turned water to wine. Now he commands the waves of water to sleep. Then from that, he moved to the next level of walking on it. At this time, they couldn't say nothing anymore. He subdued it. He made water become whatever he wanted. Then he commanded the water to move according to his own dictates. Then he finally subdued it by walking on it. You understand what I'm talking about? He raised a child from the dead who had only died a few minutes before, maybe about an hour or two, maybe a short while, because he followed the father to the house when the father heard news that the child had died. And Jesus followed that one to the house. But before that, there were little miracles of what? Healing headaches, colds, and fever. And graduated from that to healing the deaf, the lame, the blind. Okay? Now, in raising the dead, there were graves. So first, this child that died a few, maybe a short while before, and followed the father to the house and got there and raised that girl back to life. Then after that, he moved to the next one because they thought, she just died a few minutes before he came. So he saw one that had died evidently several hours before because they were going to bury him now. And they were moving down to the cemetery to bury him. And Jesus was walking somewhere and saw them and saw the woman crying. He told his disciples, hold on, something here. Let me tell you what Jesus was doing. He was training his own faith. He was using his faith where nobody had to mix their faith with his faith. When he turned the water into wine, he didn't need nobody's faith in it. When he talked to the winds and waves, he didn't need nobody's faith in it. When he walked on water, he didn't need nobody's faith in it. But when he got into healing the sick, it was a higher level. He needed somebody's faith. Well, in the city of Nain, when he saw that woman crying because her son had died, he went there and touched the Bible. And he said, young man, get up. The boy who was dead sat up and he delivered the boy to the mother. That one had died several hours before. That was a greater faith than the one few minutes before. And then they said, we need another one. Charging his faith. The father said he will show him greater works than these. So he moved to the next one. Lazarus, your friend, is sick. And Jesus let him die and waited until he was stinking from decomposition. He was very dead. So So Jesus went. The man had been dead 4 days. Now Jesus showed up. He didn't touch him. He was outside the cave. They said, we don't know what he did to that little girl. When he touched that girl, something happened and she got up. We don't know what he did to that boy when he touched the buyer. He may have done something and the boy sat up. Well, Jesus now stood aloof from the cave. He said, Lazarus, come out. From inside the cave, they heard a noise. He was bound with grave clothes. But then he came hopping out, and they saw him. Jesus raised him back to life. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? There's a consciousness, and your consciousness of the kingdom of God can grow. You see that? Your consciousness can grow. Your Christ consciousness. Begin from what you know now. Ask yourself a personal question. What do I know about Christ? What am I aware of? Where can my faith start? How much of him do I know? What can I trust for? What do I truly believe about Jesus? You know, you've got to come to a personal conclusion about Jesus. You've got to know something of the Son of God for yourself. What are you aware of? What are you conscious of? What do you know? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. This is so important in life. And I'm out of time. Mine, oh my. Oh, 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 glory to God. Christ consciousness. It'll change your life. Are you hearing me? You carry that consciousness every day. You find yourself living the supernatural life that we are called to live. You become indestructible. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say this with me. I got the life of God in me.
I got the spirit of the Son of God in me.
I got the life of God in me.
I walk in the glory of God.
Worship him. Talk to the Lord.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 25 Edem Ura Street by House of Assembly Road off in Sikak Edwak Avenue. We worship with us Sundays, 10 a.m. for prayer and counseling. Please call 070-818-98135 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.